Welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. This season, I'm focusing on teens and anything parental related with these preteens or teenagers, okay? We want to make sure they're the best before they leave our house. Now, y'all see the title, Finances with Teens. I want to get into what they need to know. Understanding finances is crucial for thriving in today's world, no matter what. And as teens get into adulthood, it's very important for them to understand the fundamental aspects about money, spending, saving, and investing. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about 10 essential financial lessons every teen should learn for their future before they leave your home. Because, hey, I don't want my phone ringing off the hook because you done did something wrong with your finances. I need you to be better than I was with your finances before you leave our home, so you can be better than I was in my 20s and in my 30s because you got a better financial, resourceful start. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. Before we get into the spending, let's talk about the budgeting. And all budgeting is knowing where your money needs to go before you just throw it away, okay? Budgeting is basically financial management. By tracking your income and your expenses, your teen can understand, clear understanding of what their responsibility is versus just having money and spending money. Learning how to budget will teach your teen discipline and respect for what they do with their time. Encourage them to use pen and paper first. Then, if there's a free app out there, use an app. There are apps like Mint, or they can practice on simple spreadsheets that you create with them. And I think if your teen is earning something like $100 a month extra from their part-time job, they can know where that money needs to go, whether it's food, whether it's transportation, or whether it's their savings. Teaching them how to prioritize their wants versus their needs is very important, because even as an adult in my 30s, I have to do that every paycheck. The next thing they would need to do is understand saving and the power of things stacking onto each other over a period of time, which is compound interest. Recognizing the value of saving and how you save. Teens should learn that saving money prepares them for planned and unexpected spending, okay? It's life, all right? The idea that if you start saving earlier, you can grow money faster over a period of time. So let's say if a teen saves $50 a month starting at age 16 and continues until 25. Assuming that an average 5% interest rate is what they're getting, they can accumulate $7,000 over that period of time. Encourage your teen to set up a savings account that builds interest over a period of time, which is how they can see their money grow. Now, the third thing, let's tread lightly, is going to be credit is not free money. Credit is not borrowing from a friend and you pay them back whenever you want to. Credit is not companies just throwing money at you through the mail. Teens completely misunderstand credit. There are grown adults who completely misunderstand credit, okay? It's not throwaway income. It's not for fun income. It's basically a line of money that's open to you using responsibly. Meaning, you need to know how credit cards work before you get a credit card. It is very crucial to educate your teen on how credit cards work, including the average interest rate of 16% on credit cards and the importance of making your payments before time, not just on time. So talk to your teens about what a good credit score is, what a credit score is used for, and explaining that a score that is 700 or above can qualify them for bigger loans, longer loans, more opportunities flying places, a better car, a better home, a better business. Please stress the importance of responsible credit card use and avoiding going into high interest debt that can linger for years. Even if you pay it off because you paid it late, it's going to sit on record that you messed up for years before it's removed. So it's like the adult report card. You go through going to elementary school, middle school, high school, and you have like a paper report card. The adult report card after you're 18 is your credit report. And it decides and it factors in everything about your life when it comes to big purchases. Okay? Number four, the power of earning money. Always encourage your teens to earn their own money, whether it's part-time jobs, internships, showing your effort to a company, entrepreneurial ideas, whether it is lawn care, you do eyebrows, or you do hair. Always figure out a way to provide great customer service, a great service, and grow your service. And it's going to teach them the value of their time and their effort. Managing their own income provides them with a practical idea of what they need to do with their time, how they need to handle their time, what they need to prepare for, and what are they saving for. It's also going to give them a great work ethic, a sense of responsibility, how to properly manage their finances, and how to respect the money that they're getting. Okay? Number five, teach them how to recognize their needs over their wants. Teens should learn what a need is versus a want. It's very essential for a great financial status in life or a financial cushion in life. The understanding can prevent them from impulse spending, overspending, or not spending enough on quality versus quantity of things. When you always focus on the quantity of something and it's not good quality, in the long term, you spend more, okay? So there's a difference between being cheap and frugal. Teach them that also. Incorporating discussions around needs as far as groceries, you know, getting things that you can cook and have leftovers for versus spending $20 on wings and french fries for today when you really could have stretched that $20. You know what I'm saying? Cooking at home versus buying outside. Now, with it.
SalesApe, the AI sales rep built to give small businesses the unfair advantage of closing more deals. If you generate over 50 leads a month but can't reply instantly, you lose deals. SalesApe will be your hidden superpower. Used by hundreds of real estate agents, construction companies, and service providers, and backed with $20 million from top investors. SalesApe is doubling sales for hundreds of businesses just like you. Your own AI agent instantly qualifies inbound leads, engages high-intent buyers, and books appointments 24/7, even when your team's off the clock. More sales, less overhead. Sales on autopilot. Go to salesape.ai/podcast to try their free demo. Again, that's salesape.ai/podcast for a free demo.
Inflation is kind of hard to see what the difference is because everything's expensive. But when you're cooking at home, you're fighting time. You're fighting driving, transportation, extra fees. And you're fighting, if I cook this today, will I have to cook tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? If I spend money on this today, will I have to turn around and wonder what my lunch or my dinner is going to be tomorrow? And that's how you want your teen to think. Am I spending my money on something today that's going to cost me more tomorrow, right? And everything that you want is not a need. School supplies, in order to do your work, a need. Having the best backpack out because it's fancy and it looks cute and everybody else is going to have it, not a need. You just need a backpack, okay? Your purchasing decisions, did you research it? Is there another thing like it that's cheaper? What are the differences? How long will it take for this to mess up versus this? What is the quality of it? Stop pushing your wants in their face versus them thinking through why they want what they want. Because when you're not around and they have the money, they're going to have to critically think, why do I want this thing that I'm going to spend all my money on that's going to take me up to 3 weeks to make that money back? Okay? And this is why I've never been pro paying my child for chores. This is why I've never been pro just giving my child money because they need money. No, I need you to understand what it's like to work, what it's like to make your own money, and what it's like to get your money after taxes, because then you're going to start doing things with a different type of effort. Number six, teach your teen the basics on investing. Investing is basically putting money and time into where you put your money so it can grow faster so you can make more money. Teach them about stocks, bonds, mutual funds. For instance, explain to them what a diverse portfolio is, what does it look like for a 7% average annual return over time on your money. When you teach your child to invest early, certain decisions in life is going to remind them that they're investing, not just spending time or spending money on it, okay? When you buy your home, you're not just buying it because you want that home, but you're buying it because over a period of time, it's a quality investment. When you're purchasing those $100-something pair of shoes, you're not just buying into the fact that they're $100-something pair of shoes. You're thinking about that purchase as, how long is this going to last me? Is it great quality? And do I need it over a period of time? Am I going to need to buy 5 more shoes because I bought this one shoe and it hurts my feet and I can't wear it here and I can't wear it there? You're going to help your child to start thinking through where they're putting their money. And that's all investing is. When you want to go to college, yes, it's a lot of money, but it's an investment into your future for you to be better and more educated in that thing that you want to do that's going to make you double or triple the money back that you spent on school. If what you're studying in school is not going to make you money triple what you paid to learn that subject or that thing, I don't think that's the right major you should be going to school for. And that's just me. And that's coming from somebody that went to college and has college debt. Okay. The world is changing and we have to pay attention to where we're investing most of our money in the direction of how the world is changing. You can't just ignore it. Number seven, teaching your child the value of just in case something happens is very important. So an emergency fund. I didn't learn about an emergency fund until I was close to 30, okay? And by then, I already had bills and things I had to pay and didn't have a lot to put towards an emergency fund. But life is always going to be unpredictable, so always set aside habits for your child to learn that putting aside money just in case something happens or just in case you may need it for an emergency is always smart to do, whether it's car repairs, whether it's a project for your thesis, whether it's a bill, whether it's a vacation, or you got sick and you couldn't go to work and you don't quite work at a job that gives you pay time off and you need to pay bills and you put that money to the side from previous checks, you have that. So always teach them how to put money to the side so they're not scrambling in emergencies. Number eight will have to be what the punishment of having debt looks like. All right. Educating your teenagers on the fact that as an adult, you cannot buy a house because you have a lot of debt. You cannot spend the money on the car that you really want because you have a lot of debt. Your credit is horrible, so you can only afford this type of apartment. You need a loan to fix the house, but you can't get a loan because your credit doesn't look that great. Those are all consequences of not having the right type of debt or having debt on your credit that's too long that other companies do not like. And they have a choice to decide whether to give you more money to help you or to not give you money to help you. These are the consequences of the bad debt. Okay. Now, number nine, knowing where to go to understand finances, even if your parents don't know what to tell you about it. The internet is free, okay? So financial literacy resources are out there, whether it's going to be books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or the Budgetnista. She has a lot of great books and like documents in the back of her book to tell you how to save, what to write down, what to keep track of. There's so many resources online that you can learn how to budget yourself, or you can learn what a stock is, how to buy stocks, how to buy bonds, what's the best account to have, what is an IRA, what's the difference between this type of retirement versus this. Use online if your parents don't have the answers. Your parents are just imperfect people. They don't know everything. Now, number 10. Teaching your teen how to set up their own financial goals. I know my kids always have this idea of being rich or being millionaires or billionaires and being able to buy me anything that I want. Sounds great, but you have to have a plan. You have to have short-term plans financially, and you have to have long-term plans financially. So whether it's saving for a car, saving to go to college, saving to travel, saving to have your own business or run your own business. Help your teens create a realistic plan and guide to achieve the goals that they have, not just talk about it, okay? Clear financial goals prevent teens from doing things they don't need to be doing, whether it's with friends, with people they love, or following in the footsteps of celebrities who have influence. If you have a clear idea of what you want to do in life and where you want to go financially, you're less likely to make financial mistakes. Now, when it comes to preparing for your future as a teenager, it seems like you have all the time in the world, but you really don't. Being a teenager is basically 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 19. Okay? That is only 7 years of you being a teenager and it being okay for you not to know everything that you need to be successful. It's okay. We expect mistakes at these ages. But then when you're 20, people are looking at you sideways. When you're 25, people are just like, okay, come on, get your stuff together. There's no reason why you don't know better. And that's how I felt at 25. On my 25th birthday, I was supposed to be celebrating and being happy, but it really hit me that I can no longer blame my dad for not doing what he was supposed to do as a parent. I can no longer blame my mom on why I don't know how to properly take care of myself. I can no longer blame my friends for why I make the decisions that I make. I felt instant ownership of Chantal and who I was at 25. What I'm saying to you in this episode is not just to talk your head off about money, but to mentally start training yourselves before you become adults on how life works. Because I too was told by an ex not to get a Gap credit card. And what did I do at 21? I got a Gap credit card that I ran up and I could not pay, and the interest started stacking, right? And to this day, I did not pay off that credit card, and it did put points on my credit and make my credit look bad for a few years. That is a penalty of not listening. Credit cards are supposed to be paid off at the end of each month before it's reported to credit card bureaus, okay? If you are spending so much money on your credit card that you cannot pay off the bill in full at the end of the month, do not go out and get another credit card so you can spend crazy on that credit card and then try to pay back that credit card, because that's where you run into seeing people pull out their wallet and they have 10 credit cards. They have 6 credit cards. They have 8 credit cards, right? And you don't want to live day to day under stress of how you're going to pay all these bills. You don't want to live year to year of stress of having a mortgage, having car payments, having kids, not being able to go on this trip or that because you owe so many people. And it's just unnecessary stress. So free yourself from the stress and just handle yourself correctly financially. I hope this helps somebody. Have better habits for yourself as a teenager before you become adult. And I promise you, you'll be better than me. My name is Shan. This is Cozy One Podcast. I think being a teenager is a very exciting time, but it is your training years before you become an adult. Peace.